Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The mother of a six-year-old who I thought was busy, who I thought, comma, for no reason, was busy on the iPad and wasn't listening to your show on the way to school. He is, in fact, listening and often asks questions like, why do they always say quit sucking and we thank you?
There's a lot of spices going on, a lot of flavors going on in the cake, and the cream will offset it. And if you know what, also not bad with a little vanilla ice cream.
Also, if you want, you should probably eat it topless.
I agree.
He's got to be on drugs. He has got to be on drugs.
I pray he is, because I don't want this to be him.
What do you mean? This is me.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I'm wondering, guys, what if I was totally wrong about what we were talking about before the show? Because you know what I want to say right now? With we're having some connectivity things down here. And I speculate that it's because all the vacationers coming down to visit grandma and grandpa. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was going to say to you is that it seems to be clearing up now. And you know why that is? Breakfast time! I'm probably totally wrong, but I'm thinking, oh, are the pancakes ready? Can I get off the internet?
I love that you've built a scenario for the reason that we're not connecting well, right down to the personality traits of the people that are causing it. The people who do not wave.
The teenagers that don't wave. Hey, how you doing, F-stick? Glad I could be friendly to you. So I could be totally wrong, right? Oscar, there's every possibility that there is nothing connected to that. That the usual connectivity that I have is experiencing a rat gnawing on it somewhere.
You cannot control
that.
Every aspect of the superhighway.
That's true.
That is true. But Oscar has always speculated down here, and we used to, way back when, there was a day when February 1 would roll around, when the real snow, by the way, the real snowbirds come in after the holidays.
Yeah. After the holidays,
when
right?
That's when this place for 2 months becomes bat crazy central.
Because they want to spend Christmas in Indiana.
Yes, yes, they do.
Merry
they
Christmas, did you get your presents?
When did you get back? When did you get back?
Mike.
Thursday. Friday. The day after Thanksgiving. I don't understand. He's a good president.
His scenario before we started the show. This is just for the listeners. Yeah. This is the show before the show.
Yeah.
Mike said, every F-stick is on their video game consoles right now playing with a friend in Vietnam.
That's right. Exactly. It was a beautiful show for two. I love when you do
You know, I do, believe it or not, and a lot of people that listen to this show might think that's not the case, but I am remarkably self-aware, and sometimes I do a self-analytics, and I'm sitting there saying, this is what I want to think it is. I want to think that it just got better for a second because Grandma is firing up the Midwestern pig lard pancakes, and all the kids are scurrying over and doing that.
That's fanciful, though. Don't you think in this day and age, the hip grandma that's living in Florida, she's doing toaster waffles.
Maybe
Come on,
she's
the
doing
toaster waffles.
Waffles
are ready for you.
But here's what's really true. And I have to be honest here. What is really the truth of the matter is that there are less people here now than there were a week ago. That people have gone north. Because they go north for the holiday. Mm. More go north than come down here. Mm. There was some splashing in the pool yesterday, but you know, I'm becoming the old fart.
I like to splash in a pool. Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need some traction.
How is your back, Oscar? Is it good?
Mike, I slept on the menstrual pad, which is also known as the heating pad, all night last night.
Were you in blackface?
Yeah, that's menstrual pad.
Menstrual.
Okay, very
good. Menstrual pad is something.
No, I didn't mean blackface.
He's not a big fan of Al Jolson.
Rob, do you have that pad music that Oscar that Oscar slept on.
Ironically, I do.
It's not minstrel.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, it's menstrual.
Music that Rob and I are probably more than any other music forever linked to, because there will always be Iowa. Always be Iowa. When Rob and I, in a total state of hungoverness, played this on our RV, dashing across the highway through Ohio, and I probably made Rob
sing.
Don't sing it.
Down on the levee. A sad period in American history.
You what?
The menstrual period.
Minstrel. Okay.
Minstrel.
See, there was also a menstrual era, but it was only 4 days.
Whatever the pad that my sister used growing up for her cramps is the one.
I didn't know that those existed. I was not aware of those.
My wife has one, and that's what I use for my back now.
Oh, wait, hold on. I hate to interrupt, but here comes the hook.
I don't want to listen to your racist music.
And right, just
turn
that request.
Turn that off,
yeah,
please.
Stop the music.
Jesus
stop
Christ.
Tony, why do you play that crap on this show?
Racist.
Hey, well, you're the least racist. You're also the least capable. Let me add
capable
this.
Capable of being racist.
Let me tell you this.
Go ahead. Tell me what.
I was scared, though, that because I was plugged into the wall and laying on the floor sleeping.
Right.
On this hot pad,
right?
That
for
eventually,
an extended period.
Eventually, I was going to cause a fire because that thing gets red hot.
And I was worried when I saw Shannon putting your hand in a bucket of salt water,
and then putting a metal colander on his head with a sponge under it.
Every day gets better.
That's a beautiful visual.
Every day gets better.
The police kick in the door and Shannon turns around and goes, I was reenacting a scene from The Green Mile.
I just do it because he loves me.
Yeah, and remember, what's the guy's name? Who's the nasty prison guard there? Percy. Percy's the little prick that doesn't wet the sponge, and he causes the Cajun guy to really just burn up. It was horrible. Have you seen The Green Mile? Oscar?
Yes, Tom Hanks.
It's a
great
wonderful
actor.
Film.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
And it's
and
just,
then you've got bugs coming out of...
I thought you were against The Green Mile when it first came out.
I may have been, but now I've become slowly but surely. I love... Tom Hanks movies are... They grow on me. I always end up
Hanks. He's like
more.
A modern day Jimmy Stewart. It's hard to
dislike
him.
He is a modern day Jimmy Stewart, and his movies have staying power. I probably watched Castaway 1,000 times. I love that movie so much.
Same goes with Bachelor Party.
If we're talking movies,
no,
have you guys seen Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yes, I've seen Fried Green Tomatoes with Jessica Tandy.
Yes.
And Kathy Bates.
I tried to explain that to my brother, and he said, you're an idiot. That movie's been around forever. And I said, we never watched it on HBO. He goes, we weren't always together. It was on HBO all the time growing up.
And both movies have the word green in them.
Mm. Since we stumbled onto the subject of TV, I have to ask you, because you are flat on your back, consuming a lot of television.
Oh, my
and
God.
You mentioned Homecoming. I gotta say, Homecoming is a bit of a slog for me. Trying to get through the.
You have no patience, Mike.
Julia Roberts. I just want to get through. Well, okay, what are they doing? What?
And it's the ugliest Julia
medical
Roberts
experiments,
has ever looked.
What's that?
They've uglied her up.
Yeah, they make her look a little dowdy.
If she doesn't have, I would say, thigh highs on and a little skirt. I don't know if she does it for me.
You're
but
going back to Pretty Woman. Terrible standard.
Oh, I mean, it's that or Eat, Pray, Love, and who cared about that movie?
Oh, you know what? I just realized why he's babbling. He's medicated.
Yeah, he's
I'm not medicated.
He's Motrin. Medicated. There's something in your system. I can tell. There's something in
you
your system.
You know what? There might also be a little lack
how about
of sleep.
This? It's life.
It's life. You're
I'm
you're
back,
feeling,
baby. I'm back.
Are you happy feeling like you're...
I yelled at Shannon yesterday. I said, are those idle hands?
Okay, very good.
And Rob
good.
Was there
right.
for that.
I was.
And
it was wonderful.
I got a retort back that said, you haven't done anything for 4 days. You don't have a right to say anything.
All right, before we get started with the show, because I don't want to forget this because you guys brought it to my attention before the show. Can someone bring in the wonderful tin of the fruitcake tin? That
it's a surprise. It's a surprise for people who bought it and earned
it. What's with
it.
Him today? What is with
why
him?
Would we
no.
Why would we?
No, Mike. When did Oscar turn into Lewis fucking Black?
Why
on
would
the
you
show?
Show the world a surprise that will delight them when it comes to their house?
All right. I thought you brought it in to show me because you wanted me to show the world.
Just you.
Just you.
Oh.
Just
well, it's
you.
Pretty darn special.
Very it happy really with it. Very happy with it.
Now, that is everybody getting that, or is that just Noble Super
Special?
No,
that's people that decided up to spend a few
VIP
extra dollars.
Package, right?
The fruitcake itself is a surprise. The surprise and delight is the wonderful tin that comes in a gift package.
That's right. Magical. Really magical.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Who folds more boxes? Is it Maddie, Pony, or Rob? Dealer's choice.
This is an amazing endeavor because we've turned into the food kitchen, and it's been pretty special. All hands on deck and everybody doing a great job. And if I haven't said it publicly, I think I have.
Oh, you have.
But not just to Rob, but to everybody that put their hands on this project. And that didn't sound sanitary. I just want to say this is really, really incredible what everybody's done. And I can't wait. I'm going to be sitting back during the Thanksgiving holiday when they start to patter in, right?
Yes,
they're going to
start
to come
trickling
in.
Trickling in, yes.
And I want to hear people with their delight when they sample it with their families
I
around.
I only wish you could see the annex, the second floor offices of Podcast Village, because it has become a fruitcake processing plant. They're all sealed and ready to go, but now they're being, you know, staged for delivery.
Charlie Birdie!
And the entire office smells, it reeks of cloves. It smells so good down there.
Charlie Birdie couldn't be a nicer person to the TMOS family.
No, he loves it.
As he walks in and says, I'm going to give a tour of this place in about 2 hours. How do I explain all these boxes?
Yeah. I heard him bring in a prospective client, and he says, this is an endeavor one of our clients is going with. What we've got here is fruitcakes for days. Let me show you my office. And he physically turns
going,
the guy away.
I thought they were going to go right from the kitchen out to, I didn't realize you were going to add a step. Well, that's another thing. That's a learning curve.
We're learning, right, but also we pay per hour in the kitchen.
Yeah, and we pay for storage at the kitchen. So it was very good to get everything out of there.
How were they transferred? How did do we use a truck or something
multiple
like that?
Multiple vehicles.
Carefully boxed on a daily basis.
We are such a small operation. I love it. I love it. I absolutely
Maddie
love it.
Maddie had an SUV. My wife's Volvo. Rob's Kia. Yeah, everything's
Pony's
set up.
Pony's Vespa.
Yeah, everything taken care
all right.
of.
Since we're talking about the fruitcakes, and we're not selling them now. They already sold.
They're sold.
They're going out. But there have been a couple of emails, and we will discuss the proper way to enjoy fruitcake. My wife had some very strong thoughts on this, and I know some people have asked, and now Rob is the creator of the fruitcake, so we have to do that. We will dive into that, and then following that, it'll be something that's very, very mouthwatering, and then something that's going to make you want to throw up. As I tell my hearing aids story, because we've got a lot going on the Mike O'Meara show. Yeah, sure is. We ramp up to the holiday. Yeah, always my favorite time of year to do radio shows. All right, start the goddamn show. What?
Stop that!
Jesus Christ! What is wrong with you? I know you're feeling better. What is wrong? What
you should have said? You should have said, Oscar, no.
What?
That's what he says to you.
What did you want to add?
I just wanted to highlight, when you were famous and wealthy, would you ever be doing shows the week of Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? And I always was surprised. We always did through Wednesday. We always did. We never got Wednesday off.
Then what's the problem, man?
No problem at all. Turn his microphone off. Now start the show.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sorry for late. Gabriel, you started without me? You cut the turkey without me? Come on, relieve. They start without us, we go.
Every year you are late, Gabriel. We were hungry. The kids wanted to eat. We were ready. We couldn't wait.
You're all fresh.
That's what happens when you get wealthy.
You cut the turkey? That's it.
You cut the turkey. It took us hours to get here. You live miles from nowhere. It's too far, for God's sake. Too far for relatives. Get new relatives. Get relatives that live near you and who you wait for.
Gabriel, for God's sake, let's not make an issue out of the
turkey. You know what it is? That's what happens when you get to be wealthy. You got a belty son, so you don't even wait for your bonnet to come before you cut the turkey. The hell with you!
To hell with me?
Yeah, they got to wait till every relative is there before the turkey's caught. I said enough!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, hey, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, we're spreading the world the word every day about TMOS. From Portland, Maine to Spokane to D.C. to Sacramento, Botswana to Tokyo, it's everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Ring. I love my Ring doorbell. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. I know you know about their smart video doorbelling cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected. By the way, would you like to see a little winter scene?
Hey, that's, look at that!
Whoa. That's Maine, ladies and gentlemen.
Maine,
that's
baby!
Maine. That's beautiful. Snow on the ground up in Maine.
Is that a chiminea? What is that?
That's a chiminea, yeah, out on the back there. Yeah, there
you go. Thanks. Still,
Oscar.
Let's
inquire, Oscar, for a little more detail. That'll make me nervous. Thank you very much. There it is.
Who's on your deck?
There's the snow. I know it was. Okay, so there.
Someone else is on your deck right
now. Why is someone written in the snow?
You're driving me nuts. You're driving me absolutely nuts. Help me. If there is a package or a delivery or a surprise visitor, I swear to God, give him a shot or something. You'll get an alert, and you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. And when it's something as simple as wanting to see another climate, it's phenomenal. Sure. For me. It's great down here in FLA to look up there and see snow. I love it. It's the world's only motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and I scared my sister by talking through the speakers when she was coming out of my house. And I went, Kathy, it's the Lord, Kathy. It's the Lord. That's my Ring floodlight cam. I think it's the most amazing device I've ever had.
I bet you can Kathy see... would talk back to God.
She would.
She'd say, you got nothing on me.
You can see, hear, and speak to anyone on your property from anywhere. I'm in love with it. You know that. If you get the protection plan, which I did, all of your Ring video is saved forever. This is really revolutionizing security and keeping people's houses safe. That equals peace of mind. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. It has a video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. Mm. It's fantastic, and I love it. Now, do you want to do the mailbag here because we need to, or do you want to move on and do you want to talk about my hearing aids? Which do you want to do first?
Well, you know, I am OCD, so I say mailbag, but I think hearing aids might be the smart choice.
I agree with you because the hearing aids can wait.
All right.
Let's see a hearing aid. Here we go, real quick.
There it is.
All right.
There it is. There's my nasty little hearing aid. But let's do, because it's not about me.
No.
And we'll get to how to eat fruitcakes. It's all coming up. I know we're getting close to the holiday, and we're trying to get everything in. We're trying to squeeze it in here, okay? All right. Everything's going to be fine.
It's going to be great.
Everything's going to be all right. This is a fat mailbag because we didn't do it last week.
No, what we did is we postponed it. And so this is like two for one. It's a BOGO.
Mm. Thank you.
A BOGO.
Yeah, buy one, get one.
BOGO. Very good. BOGO. BOGO. Hold on.
BOGO.
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 BOGO. All right. I just want to make sure I've got what I need. Okay, I got that. All right. Thank you. Greetings. I just wanted to say I love political persuasions. That said, I would love to know what Jack Cassidy has to say about three bisexuals being elected to office. Kristen Sinema of Arizona is the first openly bisexual member of the Senate, plus Katie Hill from California made it to Congress, and Kate Brown was just reelected governor of Oregon. What say you, Jack? Let's bring Jack in here. Shall we? All right. How about... There he is. Just going. Two words. Jack Cassidy. No. Long overdue. Hello there, Kristen Sinema. That's wonderful. Speaking of cinema, I'd like to see some video of you.
Oh, stop it.
Jack Cassidy, yes. What a lovely and experimental member of the Senate. Yes, sirree. I think it's long overdue. There should be bisexuals throughout the halls of Congress and the Senate. Yes, hello, Rob.
Jack, do you think
Cassidy!
Do you think she'll be good on both sides of the aisle?
Very funny. Very funny. You've been rehearsing that one, haven't you? Goodbye. That's O. Bruin. That was the signature on
yes,
that letter.
That's all we got. Know.
Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I would highly appreciate it if you would join me in wishing my boyfriend a happy 25th birthday. I bet he does not expect me to remember to ask you to send a greeting, but guess what? I did. Good for you. Please wish him happy birthday in the voice of your very creepy, quietly speaking character, who, for the life of me, I cannot remember the name. I cannot Google my way to the name either. We have an editor's note, ladies and gentlemen. We know the name, so...
Oh, no!
Nielsen. Somehow I'm thinking about Nina Nielsen and Kristen Cinema.
Oh, oh.
I'm sorry. Salad Fingers is as horny as Michael Moore is. Have a wonderful day. Timmy Matthews going to Denmark to have sex.
Well, there it is.
Oh, that was excellent.
Oh, Nina.
Note to self, don't put music on different soundboards. Thank you. That's wonderful. Timmy Matthews sounds like he's going to have a good time. Nina Nielsen, that's the lady that sent him that letter, which I think is pretty
Denmark.
Cool.
She's Danish.
Guys, please wish my son Cameron Dickerson a belated but happy first birthday on November 7th. He has made this the best year of our lives, and we couldn't imagine life without him. Love the show. Thanks, Sean and Rachel Dickerson. So that's Cameron Dickerson, and in honor of all one-year-olds everywhere, there he goes. All right, I'm sorry. Just saw my niece this week with her little baby Sam, and baby Sam is, I think, a year and a half, and it's just like hanging out by the pool, and really,
nonstop.
He's here. He's there. He's here. He's there. He's here. It's great. Hey, guys, just so you know, I just saw Wayne Newton get his sidewalk star in the Palm Springs Walk of Fame. He was introduced by Lucy Arnaz and Wink Martindale. Oh, God. Here's to showbiz. Oh, that's so sad. Michael Raffy.
I follow Wink Martindale on Facebook, and he's really a dick.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's just like, hey, you know, Wink Martindale's got to be 80, and he's still doing celebrity birthdays on his Facebook page.
Unbelievable.
Hey, happy birthday.
I love Wink Martindale. Hello, TMOS. I wanted to write in to wish my brother Ben Cranston a happy belated 27th birthday. His once perfect life has gone awry as he edges closer to his douchebag 30s. This former All-American college football player and top law student has lowered himself to becoming a suburbanite, whose main hobby is running his French Bulldog's Instagram page. She has 10 times more followers than he does.
Sad. So sad.
He does all of this humbly from the hellhole known as Buffalo, New York. So, happy birthday, brother. May your life continue to slide irreparably toward an early midlife crisis, unless the Canadian invasion claims you first. Signed, his brother Matt Cranston. That is funny. We got a fat one today. Dear Mike, Robin, Oscar, and Pony, I wanted to take a moment to say thank you for the show in Vegas. This was my first TMOS live show, and I was blown away by both nights, and not just because the bartenders were pouring very generously. It made an already magical weekend even more special. I would also like to give special thanks to all the listeners who took time out of their revelries to attend my wedding ceremony. I saw pictures of that.
Very cool. Very cool.
I don't want to take up precious airtime by listing off everyone who so graciously attended, but I wanted them to know that Rhonda and I were deeply moved to have them there and share our celebration. A special mention, however, to Alan, is it Gigax, Rob?
I think it's Gigax.
Gigax, for being a wonderful officiant, and to Papa Dirk Vastrick for honoring us by giving the bride away. However, for a brief moment before the ceremony, I was afraid he'd try to whisk her away from me. Horn dog!
He is. Hey, he's married. Remember that.
That's right. The fans of TMOS are a special group and really more like a family than just casual friends. We were welcomed with open arms and made to really feel like a part of La Familia. So many good people. So many fun loving people that just want to have a good time. Kindness abounds. Thank you again for all that you do each and every day. We'll see you next year. Dan Ware. Hey, by the way, anything from our friends out there? Any reviews on how they enjoyed our little presence out there?
I have been in constant communication for the past 3 days with our contact, as their campaign will start soon enough.
Ah, very good. They were happy with us out there?
That's why.
Oh, okay. That's good. That means maybe that you're telling me there's a chance. Hi, friends. I don't know. My friends.
I would do this math. They would not be doing business with us unless they enjoyed our presence.
All right. Because, I'm getting a lot of pressure on the home front, believe it or not, even a year in advance. I'm getting pressure on the home front. That's how good a time she had.
Oh, I see what you mean.
She wants to go again. Hi, friends. My birthday is... Sorry, people are going, no, not Las Vegas again. Yep. Hi, friends. My birthday is on Black Friday, the day where everyone makes it all about themselves. So in that spirit, I'd like to make it all about me for a second. Happy birthday to me.
Hey.
Also, I wish a simple happy holidays to all of my TMOS friends, Zach Zabrowski, double Z.
ZZ.
Way to go, Zach. Dear Mike, Rob, and aching Oscar, this year I am thankful for the sweet, dulcet sounds of Ben McDaniel, since we haven't heard from him in a while. Yeah, we haven't. Would you mind playing some of his deep cuts? I know there are some jingles from a beautiful Ben that we haven't heard on the show in a while. Thank you, and I wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving. Sincerely, Stephen Robeson. Do we have any Ben McDaniel work for Steve?
I pulled a few of my favorites, if we can share them here. Here's one
for... I love
for,
Ben McDaniel. Wonderful TMO. Is he still listening, or is he part of the conspiracy?
He became a teacher, and I think he started teaching and had less time to...
Got his dream job, actually teaching music.
I'm always keeping track of something I've said to piss somebody off.
Mr. McDaniel's Opus.
Right.
I think you'll enjoy this one, Mike. This one will play well in your house.
Carlo Mera.
And this one plays best in the air studio.
Oscar is a douchebag.
And then, of course, the more upbeat.
I like that
Oscar,
one.
I want to play that again. Like That's the DuckTales one. I love that.
Oscar, a woo.
And then I think perhaps his greatest creation, saluting listener and pilot, Joel Rogers. This one, to me, sounds like a trip.
What's the one where he does all the different faces in the squares?
Oh, that was that was a song, wasn't it?
He was just tracking himself.
But okay.
But I know what you're talking about.
This has the sound of an airplane in flight.
Joel Rogers.
That's my favorite.
That's cool. Very cool. Way to go, Ben McDaniel. Hello, friends. Please be aware that John Dunn, that's me, of Smyrna, Delaware, just turned 51. And is it Smyrna? I always make sure that, I'm not, because it's like down in that part of the country, you know, where they grow chickens.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's me Weiner.
I think it's Smyrna.
Smyrna,
right.
Delaware, just turned 51. In celebration, I'm eagerly awaiting my Rob Spiewak fruitcake. But I do have some concerns. On Dick Queasy's main space page.
I guess that's some sort of social media only in Maine. Yeah.
Unaware of that. His Thanksgiving menu mentions that his Penobscot Bay brine turkey is served with Rob's fruitcake stuffing. Is it safe to eat? He also implies that thanks to his new ServSafe certification, Rob will join Mike in Maine next summer to oversee the Dick Queasy kitchen. Is that true? Please advise. Thanks, John Dunn. John, you're just going to have to stay tuned. You don't know what's going to happen with that.
Mike, to be fair, is there anything better than a Penobscot Bay brined turkey?
There's nothing better than that. Absolutely delicious. And congratulations on the certification. Hi, guys. I teach kindergarten at a private school right down the road from Podcast Village. The first graders at my school study the neighborhood that our school is in. You guys always call the neighborhood Glover Park, but in fact, it's called Tenley Town. Oscar, what say you? You're the expert.
Glover Park. Tenley Town is...
Well, you used to call it... Didn't you call it Glover Park for years?
I still call it Glover Park. I refuse to change the name. but Tenley Town up the street is where the liquor store is, sir. And I would say the Popeye's chicken. That's what the two things are known for.
Tenley Town is up near Tenley Circle.
And it's American University.
And you know what
it is? It's near AU. It's nowhere near Glover Park.
Well, they're adjacent.
It's up the street.
Yeah, they're adjacent.
They're adjacent, but they're far away from our Podcast Village studio is in the heart of Glover Park.
There is a sign that actually says Glover Park, but I wanted this lady to have her letter read to know that what she said was not right.
What school is she at?
She doesn't mention the school by name.
What did she say?
She is in the neighborhood that you're that
elementary school.
First graders at my school learn all about the Tenley Town area and how effed up it is. Okay. Oh. You have churches, expensive housing, and a wonderful center for seniors. Then you have a bunch of sketchy stuff, like the guy who bled out at the CVS
good
across
times,
from
Mike.
You.
Good times.
The guy who went into Fox 5 with a gun, the homeless guy who stole your bagel order, and a random fight between a customer and a Chick-fil-A manager. It's an interesting neighborhood, to say the least, but it's not Glover Park. So... This person's being very, very adamant.
Well,
about this.
Well, the Chick-fil-A incident did happen in Tenley Town. She
and
you is know,
and Channel 5 is Tenley
Town.
It's Tenley
Town as well.
Does this person not know where our studios
maybe
are?
Maybe not.
Is that what it
not.
Is?
We are across the street from two pharmacies. You can't miss us.
And we're near the graveyard that actually has a sign
the street
that says
Glover Park. And we're across the street from a legendary entertainment facility.
Yes.
Yeah, and Mike, it's so good that good is part of its name.
Right.
Yeah, so I think knew where we were, that would be Glover Park.
I see.
But thank you for the context.
On another note, I'm the mother of a six-year-old who I thought was busy, for no reason, was busy on the iPad and wasn't listening to your show on the way to school. He is, in fact, listening and often asks questions like, why do they always say quit sucking and we thank you?
That is the best.
Also, a big shout out to Rob with two B's for writing copy with lots of whores and bitches and scum-sucking bottom feeders.
Yes, it landed.
I will send my son's teacher up the road to speak to you about his new... Is there a lot of anger in this lady? There seems to
it's
be some anger.
Rooted in incorrectness. The worst kind. Yeah,
what about the buy duties? That's a big winner.
I will send... thank you very much for mentioning that. Let me get over here and do that. Thank you very much.
I love
Goodbye,
that.
Goodbye, duties.
There you go. That makes my day.
Yep.
I'll send the teacher up the road to speak to you about his new and creative language at school. If you could send a reminder to my son Sean to not repeat words that might be inappropriate at school, I'd forgive the wrong neighborhood naming and the terrible language, and we'd thank you. No, Meg. Sorry.
Meg.
Hey, Oscar, a little behind the scenes stuff. Sometimes a letter lands just the way you hope it would land.
That's right.
Meg, exactly.
Sorry.
Swing on through anytime. We'll give you a beer.
Stop
and
by for a
relax.
Visit, Meg.
Yeah, we're right here in Tenley Town.
Yeah, maybe we can figure out the geography issue.
The roots.
Okay, thank you. I hold in my hand two last letters. Yay. Greetings, woo. TMOS gang. I saw Joe Theismann on TV this Sunday. He was watching the current Redskins quarterback suffer a disturbingly similar fate to his own. It reminded me of a peculiar encounter I had with Joe at a Leesburg, Virginia Sheets about 3 or 4 years ago. Okay, now I'm listening. I was on my way home from work at around 3:30 in the afternoon. It had recently begun to sleet and snow, and the place was buzzing. I was standing in a line, 5 or 6 people deep, holding my beer and beef jerky. There you go. That's Leesburg.
That's us all over.
That was all I needed. Then, in through the doors walks Joe Theismann. He gets the attention of an overworked Sheets employee behind the counter and yells two words, ice scrapers. The employee simply points and says, right over there. Joe then walks over to the rack without hardly looking, grabs an ice scraper, turns, and immediately walks right back out the door into the winter event. The Sheetz employees don't bat an eye, as though this happens every day. Strange world, isn't it? Bob Mack of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great letter. And finally,
like they didn't ever expect him to pay for it.
No.
Ice scrapers. He didn't so even, long, Joe.
Didn't even wait in line to shoplift. Just said ice scrapers.
Wow. Wow. I just feel like we'd be pandering if we tried to get Joe on about Alex Smith, but we'll talk about Alex Smith.
Or let's ask him about the ice scrapers.
I'd like to ask him about him walking into your wedding reception during the blessing, which is one of my favorite moments.
Dear Mike, I'm having trouble deciding what should go on my sandwich at Subway, largely because my sandwich artists here in Utah only speak Spanish. Can you assist me with my order? Respectfully, Dan Cortez of Salt Lake City, Utah. I can, Dan. You want lechuga, tomate, mayonnaise, sal y pimienta, and then you look at them and say, muchas gracias, mi amigas, or mi amigo. That's it. Thank
polite
you very much.
And to the point.
And that's then right, don't forget how you have to leave by saying, ice scrapers.
Ice scrapers. Stat. Thanks, Joe. We'll take a break and come back and let me show you really quickly once again. There's a
oh, yum.
Ooh.
Hearing aid. And my embarrassing moment yesterday, because I buy my hearing aids at a box store.
Nice.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Team OS Live 2018 was a rousing success in Las Vegas. The big question now, when and where will TMOS Live 2019 be? There's lots of opinions in TMOS Nation.
What about Spokane?
From Washington, D.C. to my hometown.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Pittsburgh.
Here we go.
Buffalo.
They have to come back to Vegas in 2019.
Down to Florida.
Wherever it is, whenever it is, you'll hear about it first on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yay!
And the B1s, led by Jolene, will be ready to party.
Yay. I love that. Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Alex Papp, the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him. If you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you, too, and he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp, the ding-dong daddy, show you how. See what Papp has on tap. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on all the biggies. Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. You can wrap with Papp. Alexander Papp, licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Santa Rosa to Berkeley to Salinas. He'll even, I hope I got those names right. He'll even teach you to sing tenor in Palo Alto. Get it?
Ah, that's a musical pun.
So shut your yap and clap for Papp.
Great.
Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE01986031. Prado Real Estate. It is a snap with Papp. So about a week ago, about a month ago, I got these little hearing devices.
You actually had them in your hand before Vegas, right?
Let me put the batteries in them right now. Hold on.
Oh, batteries are going in.
Yeah. What are that, a D cell?
Let's see if you can hear anything.
Oh, we don't hear the audible side of them booting up.
Yeah.
Pairing.
All right, so they're not.
Yeah, I don't think they pair. You
they're
just put
as
a
consistent
battery
as
in.
They are.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
So I get them tweaked every couple of weeks.
Do you remember the brand? Is it a Siemens?
No.
Does it have Mercedes leather?
A I'll put the pair of shoes on it.
No, it doesn't. They're very interesting. They're very interesting. There we go.
They look almost like a piece of toffee.
There it is.
Mm. Right. A Werther's original.
Everything is food with you.
A Werther's original.
There's the little piece. So I've been having some issues. They're very high end. All right. They're very very the high frequencies.
Oh, so you don't mean they're like expensive? You mean that they actually focus on the treble part of the?
No, in fact, they're not expensive, and that's why. But they're good, but they're not expensive. Good because that's why I got them at the box store.
Yeah, but a lot cheaper. A Corolla is not expensive, but it'll last you a lifetime. Yeah. Oh, there we go. We heard it.
There we go. That's it.
Heard it.
So I go to the place and he tweaks it a little bit. And then
same guy and the guy you like, right?
Same guy. My guy, Tommy. My guy, Tommy. And Tommy tweaks him. And kind of a New York accent, kind of a tough guy.
But it's not the guy from the Palm.
He's a good guy. I like Tommy. I like Tommy a lot.
Yeah, not Tommy.
No, this is Tommy, and Tommy is a really good guy, and he tweaks it. Then when I get home, I pop him back in, and I notice that one side is softer than the other, and I really am having trouble with it.
Oh, that'd be
and
bad.
They've got settings, three different settings, so you can press this little tiny button on the side of it, and when you press that button, it gives you a different program, and I don't know if you can hear this. I'll have to – let me turn the microphone up and see if you can hear this when I do this, okay? No, you can't because it's in her ear. So that's not it. But when you do that, it's got three programs. One goes ding, and that's one. Ding, ding. That's the second one that filters out some sound. And then ding, ding, ding. That's kind of the standard, whatever they are. I didn't pay it that much. There's a lot of information, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of information. So
and trial and error, I'm sure. You figure out your way as you go.
It's a little trial and error. They ramp you up. I'm not at the full amount yet. I will say this. I am getting rubber booties for Beluga today. I'm going to get rubber booties because it is untenable. I cannot do it with clack, 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 live forever, dog. Clack, 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 live forever, dog. Clack, 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 constantly. It's so loud to me. And
right
so
at that
I
frequency,
in,
that sweet spot of the frequency, I'm sure.
Bad. So I like to usually tear you down, Mike, but I'm going to back you up here.
Yes.
I had a conversation with Mr. Mike O'Mara this weekend at some point. I think you were checking in on my back. You were kind enough to call and say, hey, how you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And in the background sounded like a tap show was going on.
Yeah,
with actual
it's
tap shoes.
It's astonishing.
And you could hear it. I could hear it on the phone while he's talking to me.
Sure.
And then I could see, like as you would see here on the show, Mike, yeah, Beluga!
Yeah, it's constant. And he does it now that he's nervous.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Beluga O'Mara to dance for you.
Here's Beluga, ladies and gentlemen. Clack, 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 clatty, clack, clack, clack.
I'm feeling better, Mike. Are you at a tap show?
Clack, clackety, clack, clack, clack.
No, that's just my dog that's walking around me right now.
So
could you get the nails ground down?
No, because his little feet are sensitive. This is the pamper. You know, let me tell you why this dog is well into his third year of exceeding life expectancy. This dog
has been dying longer than it's been living.
This dog is so pampered. This dog is pampered, and he can't see and he can't hear, and he's just there, but he knows where to go, and he gets walked every day, and he sleeps soundly 12 hours a night. You can hear like that. Just beautiful. I mean, really.
What about dipping his nails in wax?
Yeah, like a candle.
Like a candle.
No, because that would scrape off. It wouldn't last. But they're called paws. And they are rubber booties, and I'm going to try those because the last time I used the little mittens for him, he couldn't stand it, and he tore them up. He's great. He is skilled in everything. He is skilled in everything that makes my life less convenient. Let me give you a list of his skills.
Right,
sorry.
Go.
You know, he isn't going to be around forever, and I shouldn't do this, but I have to vent. And I've been suppressing it, guys, for a long time.
I bet if Beluga could talk, he would say the same thing about you, that you won't
absolutely
be along forever.
He would. Absolutely. Yeah. Let me tell you what he is skilled at. He is skilled at walking across hardwood floor 7 miles a night, clack, 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 and really getting up and doing it only when the most sensitive time on the TV is on. When it's something I really want to hear, that's when he will do clack, 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 clack. He is skilled at positioning himself in the kitchen or in whatever tight space exists in our home so that I have really potentially almost gone down 3 or 4 times because of his loaf of bread, fat ass body sitting in the middle of a chair because there is possibly food around.
Right.
He is skilled at letting fall out of his ass on the floor randomly just because he's old. That's a so those are the three big skills that he possesses.
I'm not sure I'd call them skills.
Let me tell you what skills. He does not respond to affection. At all anymore.
Not even from Carla?
No, if you from Carla, if she reaches down to pet him, quite often he'll go, "What? What was that?" That's how he's just not a loving dog. So I am going to get the rubber booties, but that I'm digressing about Beluga because I want to talk about these critters. So I get home a week ago and I put the right one in my ear and it goes, you can't hear it. I'm like, something's wrong with it. Carla says, you want me to swing by? She's done it once before. You want me to swing by and see if they can take a peek? I said, yeah. So Carla swings by and they said, we're not sure because it was the lady, the one particular lady, the 22-year-old who's working at the counter at the hearing center that doesn't give a rat's ass about anything. And I have to make an appointment. This is like last Wednesday. I have to wait till Monday for a 12:30 appointment just for them to take a peek. Nobody could just take a peek at this thing.
Right.
So this is where the embarrassment came in. I go in to see Tommy, and Tommy is there. And I said, Tommy, I was here. What's the matter? Yeah. And he thought we were going in for a tweak where we were going to put it on the machine. And we were gonna... I said, no, Tommy, I'm here because it wasn't working. I haven't worn them in a week. You haven't worn them in a week. What's going on? And so I said, I don't know what it is. I said, I can hear out the left one. I can't hear out the right one.
Yes.
And he takes it. So let's have a look at that. Oh, well, that's it. And
what?
This is going to be gross. There's earwax in there.
Now, hold on.
Everybody has earwax, Rob.
I know.
And I clean my ears religiously, all right?
No, you don't.
I do. I clean my ears
Mike, if there's enough wax to wreck a machine.
No, wrong, Rob. Wrong. That is the little hole, and it's got, see that tiny little hole above the big hole?
Yeah.
That's the problem. Do you and Carla do some kinky stuff
we don't know about?
No, we don't do anything kinky, but I was embarrassed of it because as soon as he did that, he changed out this little thing that little, can you see it? I know it's hard to see.
Yeah, there's two canals there. One is a larger one, one is a smaller one.
That little white filter?
Yes.
He changed that with this special tool you have. And bingo bango, I was out the door.
You're back in business.
Then he was pissed.
Maybe if you got all the earwax out of your ears, you wouldn't need the hearing aids.
He was pissed at the ladies at the front because he said this could have been done in 1 second. Mm. But they were too lazy.
Oh, really?
Yes. But anyway, so I got it fixed. And then last night I was trying to watch TV, but the clack clack was driving me nuts. And he said, I don't need them for when I have headphones on when I'm doing the show. He said, no, try them when you're doing the show. And I tried today.
How'd that go?
That didn't go. How long did that last, Rob, when I put those
You didn't even say anything to me. People should know this. When we hook up with Mike in Florida to D.C. every day, first thing I do is I hook up the sound connection, and then we go on the Google Hang so I can see Mike's face. Mike's face pops up. I say, Mike, I have a theory. And he just holds up an index finger. And he takes his headphones off and pulls his hearing aids out.
What did it sound like?
I used to do it with stage monitors also. I hate it. It's too high end. I mean, these are my hearing aids. I'm wearing hearing aids. That's the way I'm looking at it right now. I got headphones on. If I could wear these all day, I'd be like, hi, how are you?
You'd also be the douche at the gym with like full over ear. I was like, all you're doing is sweating into those cups, man.
Hey, right. I'm wearing my hearing aids and I'm watching TV. It's wild.
I was doing my little 9-mile bike ride yesterday and I saw a buddy of mine, one of my golfing buddies, and I'm waving at him. I stopped to talk and I play. He goes, you should always have one of those earbuds out. I said, why? He looks at me and goes, old people.
Yeah.
They'll hit you.
Mike, some guy died 2 weeks ago in DuPont Circle on one of those scooters. Died.
Mm-hmm. Because he didn't hear what was around him?
No, because he thought he was in Tenleytown.
Quick sidebar. Hilarious. Can I ask you this question?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you got on one of these crazy scooters, or they're in the, and again, if you're not living in a city that's inundated by these bird scooters, God bless you, you're in a better space.
Most big metropolitan areas have them.
These scooters go up to 15 miles an hour. They've now there's a governor that takes them 10 miles an hour. And at least twice a week, if not more, I see a guy in salt and pepper hair, with salt and pepper hair, driving down Wisconsin Avenue on a scooter without a helmet. And I sit there and wonder to myself, this gentleman clearly has life experience.
Oh, yeah.
And at any point, he's probably wearing a helmet on his effing bike. What the F does he think is going to happen on a Razor scooter going down Wisconsin Avenue without a helmet?
Yeah, on Wisconsin you should have a helmet in a car on Wisconsin Avenue.
And then, so I'm telling this story to the Uber driver that brought me to work today and goes, yeah, some guy died in DuPont Circle last week. He goes, people think because they're on these Razor scooters that they remember as children that they're just going to stop, drop, and roll. No, right, they're going to die.
Because the head injury.
Yeah. By the way, the only guy that I know that has a helmet is our friend Charlie Burney. When he's on the scooter, he has one with blinkers on the side.
Yeah, he does. All right. Well, I've got a blinker, and I have a helmet. I have a helmet for the bicycle.
That's the only way to roll. Mm-hmm.
I don't turn on the blinker, and I don't wear the helmet.
But you have it.
I'm on a flat surface in a the top speed is 18 miles per hour in here.
But not of the car that's going to hit you.
Yeah.
I know.
The guy in the town car is coming, Mike. He's coming.
Nobody there looks cool in a helmet.
There's a 95-year-old guy that wears the Crocodile Dundee hat, okay? I'm not putting the helmet. I'm not going to be that guy riding in my neighborhood. And if I take a tumble, and I get a little bruise on my head, that's fine.
Is it?
Oh, this is gonna be all right. It's just gonna be the name bear show. What's gonna happen?
All right, you stop the show. Thank you very much.
I haven't stopped the show.
We
care for you. You're the same man that used to ride a motorcycle without a helmet.
Right.
I don't ride the motorcycle anymore. I don't do that. I don't have a motorcycle anymore. I don't even touch it. I might rent one, and if I rent one, there's no helmet law down here in Florida. Thank you very much. Sorry, helmets. Constricting.
Uncomfortable.
I didn't even like him when I played hockey.
Yeah.
You know?
What?
I really didn't like him. Yeah. That's when I played back in the day for the New England Concussions. We'll take a break. And more fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the slow-rolling blue wave, CNN sues the president to protect your freedom of speech, and McConnell blocks a vote to protect Mueller. Plus, I dropped the F-bomb for the first time. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yeah, we'll reconvene next week for Political Persuasion. Did he ever get back to you?
I sent him a follow-up, so I imagine it'll be fine.
What's the deal? Is he one of those guys? Is he like my sister that, every third text gets responded to, every email gets responded to?
Mike, be fair. He's sick.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are currently sitting at an 8-year high, and the chances of them going up again, 10 out of 10, you can bet on it. So don't wait until it's too late to refi, to consolidate debt, shorten a loan term, remove your PMI, do a home improvement, or even get approved for a new purchase. The holidays will be here before you know it, and if you act now, you'll be able to skip your December payment. That's a stocking stuffer that anyone would love. Plus, as their gift to you, Cornerstone will pay for your appraisal until the end of 2018, and that's a $525 value. Ho, ho, ho.
And ho.
They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply, so if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, do yourself a favor. Call one of Cornerstone's licensed loan officers and let them discuss your specific situation and options. All credit types are considered, and they are Oscar Santana approved. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Joe we said hello. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Wonderful. All right, fruitcake. Questions have been out there.
Mm-hmm.
When you get yours, everybody's got that's had them. Probably has a way that they like to eat them.
Yes.
But you, I'm going to let you go first because you're the creator.
Okay. My preferred way to serve and enjoy the fruitcake is to chill it. It doesn't need to be chilled for storage.
I agree. I agree with you.
You chill it. You de-pan it. You take it out of its pan. Slice it thinly. I would say 1/4 inch, no thicker than that. And served with a small squirt of Ready Whip, or if you are feeling particularly indulgent, real whipped cream.
Okay.
And I think the creaminess of the whipped cream really is a nice offset, because it's a very, there's a lot of spices going on, a lot of flavors going on in the cake, and the cream will offset it. And if you know what, also not bad with a little vanilla ice cream.
Also, if you want, you should probably eat it topless.
I agree.
He's got to be on drugs. He has got to be on drugs.
I pray he is, because I don't want this to be him.
What do you mean? This is me.
This is it. My wife is very, very adamant about the fact that you need nothing with this fruitcake.
Not even a shirt.
Thank you very much. She likes to take hers out of the refrigerator or the the refrigerator or the freezer, and eat it that way.
And I get a lot of people,
and I eat mine out of the pan. I get, to be honest with you.
What is his name? He was the wine guy, and he said, "But mostly, I like to drink it."
I like drinking it, yeah. Carlo Rossi.
Carlo Rossi, that's it. Another very popular way is with hot coffee in the morning.
Ooh,
a nice hot cup of coffee, because it's got a great clove and nutmeg base flavor, almost like a similar flavor profile to your pumpkin spice BS. It's got cloves, it has nutmeg, it has all that stuff, it's cinnamon.
It's the real deal. But somebody said, I don't think, now, do you think it could be, do you think ice cream would be overkill with the fruitcake?
You couldn't overdo the ice cream. It would be just like a small, I would say like a tablespoon size scoop on a slice.
A scoop.
Yeah, it would be, not a big scoop. No.
I like to take it in a casserole dish.
Casserole.
Cover the fruitcake with those crispy fried onions.
French's.
Yes, go ahead.
May I add, this may not be the fruitcake you take to a Thanksgiving Day dinner. This is more of a private experience.
This is a private confection.
Yeah.
And if people are expecting...
This is a boutique baked good.
We've had many pictures of the size of the fruitcake. This is a single serving.
Yeah, this is really a single serve.
If you want to know the size, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It is a 1-pound foil loaf pan.
Yes.
Very standard in the food industry. Yeah. And that's always what it's
been. Yeah, but if you take it to a party, if that's your choice, it will be gone by the time you get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we fight over them in the O'Mara household, but I think they can be taken... really, right out of, I love it cold, right out of, I don't think I've ever eaten it warm. Have you ever eaten it warm?
I've eaten them fresh out of the oven.
And what are they like then?
It's okay. I think it needs to be chilled and it needs to sit for at least
really
a week.
I really got curious, didn't I?
Well, the idea that he's eaten it fresh out of the oven made me laugh, but also...
Because it's so funny.
No, because you've probably...
When you bake thousands of them, think of the nonsense of that.
I wish thousands, Dodo. What I would want you to know
Who's
is...
Who's writing your script now, the Flintstones? You just called me a Dodo.
I respect your craft, but at every moment I see you tasting the fruitcake. When it's out of the oven, when it's cooled down, when
this
it's
is
cold.
Like the recent baking?
In general,
baking?
He's done it for so long.
He's painting with vague broad strokes.
Did you eat one at the commercial
kitchen? Yes, we split one amongst the crew the first day because we wanted to make sure everything came together.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
You have to taste your own cooking.
And can you tell right away that you nailed it?
If you really want to know the truth, I can tell when the ingredients are coming together in the batter by the texture and the smell. I know right away if it's right or wrong.
If it's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Wow, you've been doing it that long. And how would you rate them? Like if someone was, say, to freeze it, which Trip does. Freezes, and a lot of people do, freeze theirs and then take it out and like heat it up. Could that be done?
I would not heat it up because anytime you heat it, you're going to further cook the fruit, and you don't need to because the fruit is already preserved. So, Mike, if you ask a serious question, you're going to get a serious answer.
I remember at WAVA.
Recommendation, I think it doesn't lose anything if you freeze it as long as you seal it airtight. But if you do freeze
I just want you to know that there is a joke coming just for you during when we're taping a bonus show today because it's the holiday week.
Yes.
There'll be a joke just for you between the. I can't share it on the air.
There's nothing that I like better.
Actually text it to you.
Okay.
What were you saying? Go ahead.
I was saying that if you freeze the fruitcake, as long as it's sealed and airtight, there's nothing wrong with that. But thaw it in your refrigerator so it's never coming to room temperature because then you're not dealing with condensation and stuff like that. So it's thaw it the way you would thaw meat. You know, in a
what
cool
about vehicle. Leaving it out?
Leaving it out is fine. It's fine. It's totally preserved and baked. It's fine.
I like them. I like them super chilled. And really, you can put a little whipped cream on it, but you know what?
What about hot fudge?
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not essential. It's not essential.
You know, and at this time of year, I hope he's doing well.
I hope he's doing well, too. Very good. Cook the fruit. You don't want to cook the fruit
twice. You don't
want to
cook the fruit twice.
You don't want to cook the fruit twice.
You're going to have to pack up really, your belongings.
This is punchy time. I am really, really sorry. I don't want to continue on this.
My wife is going to the post office now.
With the cakes?
Yes, with her cakes and cakes.
Oh, okay. And John Cakes Auville?
Yes.
All right, very good.
But yeah, the fruitcake store, the they store wonderfully, serve them chilled. You know what? I always send one to Dude Walker every year because he is sort of a foodie as well, and he enjoys them very much. What he does for a Christmas party, he cubes it, like about, I would say, about maybe a 3/4-inch cube, and serves it with toothpicks.
Cocktail style.
Yeah, right. Which is another nice option and a lovely presentation.
Yeah, he serves it right next to his big balls. All right, there we go. We have to take a break.
Thank you.
No toothpicks in those.
Thank you for the fruitcakes. Just take a toothpick, take a cube. That's right next to my big balls.
It's a dude cube.
We'll take a break. And more fun and more thrills. Hello, Ken. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike's a great guy.
Yes.
I mean, look at him. He's a radio god. What a sweetheart. And he never gets mad, never shouts or goes off the rails. Attaboy. But now, Mike hears you won't buy the TMOS bonus show. Wait, Mike, what are you doing? You're calling him a leech? How totally selfish and un-Mike-like of you. Come on, Mike. Come on, man. This guy's gonna buy a bonus show. He's not a leech. He's a fan. Buy the TMOS bonus show. Make Mike happy.
Thank you. Very interesting.
You can gift that.
You can. It's a great gift.
Terrific.
Put a toothpick in it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I swear to God, I'll get through this show. I want this portion of the program is brought to you by. But that's me. Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, you were doing something.
Knuckle hair. Anyway, this portion of the program, eesh. Brought to you by Brook Linen. Slept on it last night.
Beautiful
Carla
stuff.
Put these sheets on the bed. Oh, my God. The most amazing sheets. I really should say what I said to Carla. No, they wouldn't like it. I'm sorry. But
High praise.
It was so smooth and silky when I got into these sheets last night. The winner of the best online bedding category from Good Housekeeping. What is wrong with me today? Brooklinen.com. They're so phenomenal. I sleep on them every night that I can. She replaced them with some other sheets while she was putting our
laundering,
two sets of Brooklinens in the laundry. And I'm like, no, never.
Never again.
She said, do what you want then. I said, thank you. And then she divorced me. No, Brooklinen.com
the end.
Is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. They bring you luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Did you know that most bedding is marked up as much as 300%? Brooklinen.com eliminates the middleman, so you save. Sheets that feel great and look great with tons of great colors and patterns to mix and match from. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners so you can upgrade too. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is 100% confident in their product. In fact, all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. That's B-R-O-O-K-L-K. I'll do it again.
Okay.
That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Brooklinen. They really are the best sheets ever. Thank you very much.
And makes now a great gift, too, with the holidays coming
news.
Up.
News!
News! News!
Boo! I want some shorter coffee for Christmas. A survey on BuzzFeed asked people for their opinions on different Thanksgiving foods. And believe it or not, the type of pie that the most people want is... Should we get a little timpani? Apple.
Really? Mm.
Yeah, apple.
I would have guessed pumpkin for the holidays.
Apple got 42% of the vote versus 39% for pumpkin and 19% for pecan, an Omera favorite.
That's my favorite, too.
The survey also found people would rather have regular green beans than green bean casserole, and they're split 50-50 on stuffing versus mac and cheese.
What about flan?
Flan, that's wonderful. That's custard,
my
right?
My mom makes flan.
Beautiful. Love flan.
I love flan. It's really, really good. Flan's delicious. Who doesn't like flan?
Can't believe they make the list.
Flan Tarkenton.
Forbes.com has released their annual list of the highest paid women in music.
Would
anyone like to guess who's number one?
Is it Chrissy Metz?
It is Chrissy Metz.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
No. Katy Perry, number one.
Ooh.
After raking in $83 million over the past year.
A lot of idol money there. American Idol money, I bet.
I'll give you the top five and not the top ten because it gets tedious. They get things like album and merchandise sales, licensing, publishing, royalties, endorsements. Number one is Katy Perry, $83 million. Number two, no surprise here, Taylor Swift with $80 million. Number three, Beyonce.
Did her sister make the list?
What's her sister's name?
Beyonce's sister?
Beyonce
Knowles' sister.
Yeah.
She goes by the name of
Solange.
Beyonce.
$60 million for Beyonce.
Taylor Swift. Number four is Pink with $52 million, and Gaga. Lady Gaga got $50 million, so she's on the list as well.
I'm surprised Celine Dion with her Vegas residency not in the top five.
Yeah, but she's not touring around the world.
Yeah, but the people are coming to her.
I'd like to see Celine Dion.
Did you see the Elton John TV commercial?
Oh,
that
my God,
I
welled up.
I don't know. Oh, you got to check it out. It's really, really.
It's for a British
sweet
department store. It's beautifully done.
What
really,
is he doing?
Really amazing. It speaks for itself when you see it. It's Elton John and the life of Elton in a 60-second commercial. Pretty spectacular.
Wow.
Really, really amazing. Really, really well done.
Okay.
If you're an Uber driver, you're supposed to keep your car clean. That's even more important if there's even a slight chance one of your passengers might be Martha Stewart. Martha took her first Uber recently in New York City, and she was not impressed. She chose the most expensive option, the first car never even showed up. So she had to order a second car. That one was a mess inside and out, and the ride took way longer than it should have. Martha detailed her Uber experience on Instagram, along with pictures of the inside of the vehicle. And she said, quote, "I want Uber to succeed. I've been a fan of the concept since day one." Then she showed pictures of like the crumbs that were on the floor. It was gross.
The only thing that I like about Martha Stewart this time of year, I'm sure they'll run the Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving special tomorrow night on NBC. There's this one sketch from about 15 years ago, Martha Stewart's topless Thanksgiving special, where they have her topless but just blurred, but does the whole show, and it's just so subtly done and written, just like a real Martha Stewart special, but she's got no shirt on. It's so great.
Self-serving to highlight someone that might be having a bad day in a service industry when you're a multi-millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't care. She went to jail. Wearing an ugly Christmas sweater isn't a good enough way to get hipster attention anymore. Everyone does it, which is why people are stepping up their game like this. Here's the hot trend for holiday parties this year. It's putting tiny Christmas lights in your beard.
That's
disgusting.
A lot of work.
I know.
That's disgusting.
Last year, guys put ornaments in their beards, and this year they're putting lights in. I don't have any details.
I don't know. Even if I could, it would scream, "I have nothing to offer except for these lights."
And
the sweater itself is a lot more fun than the beard.
And that's worse than the ultimate bad suburban dad thing, which is like a light-up novelty tie.
I have had facial hair for almost my entire adult life. I've always had my
part of your
Van
childhood
beard.
Too, right?
I started growing the beard at 11, and they've ruined the beard.
Yeah.
They've ruined the beard. The beard is no longer. When I watch baseball now and I see these disgusting pubic hair beards that these players have, they gross me out. It's like beards. I you know. The mountain man beard is just...
And what about the mountain man beard without the mustache? Where it just looks like a bib.
The worst.
I hate it.
The worst.
You had one.
What do you mean?
At one point, you had a mountain man beard.
No, I let it grow once for one thing for the for a Capitals, like a no-shave-vember, whatever that
Movember?
Is. Movember?
Yeah.
But I hate a long... My beard is way too long right now.
I think you look great.
Well, thank you. I think you look... No,
you look great.
Thank fine. You. I'm glad you guys are getting along.
Eat it.
But I just... Lower, baby. There are too many of them. There are too many of them, and you know when
it's
you see...
It's a hygiene issue for me.
But no, when you see a guy that can really grow one well... I think that's cool, but if you see a guy that can really grow one well and he's got it properly trimmed,
that's different.
And he looks good, that looks
the
great.
The ones that look unkempt.
Kempt.
Unkempt. It feels like a rescue ranger's hiding in them.
Yeah, it's horrible.
There's something disgusting. Hiding inside of that beard.
Yeah, and you know, if a guy is putting Christmas lights in it, I mean, he is starving for attention.
Yeah.
And you know, I hope he gets on one of those scooters you were talking about. No, that's terrible. Here are the top 10 things we do to prepare for holiday guests. 1, clean your house. 2, have plenty of food. 3, declutter. 4, restock some extra toilet paper. 5, light some scented candles. We do all this in our house.
Yes.
6, bake something. Well, of course, duh. It's Thanksgiving. 7, get your laundry done. That's
yeah,
nice.
Mike.
8, put Christmas lights in your beard. No,
I'm
that's sorry.
Not right.
8, brew some fresh coffee.
That's the wild card.
They're going to be in Thursday at noon. So turn on the Mr. Coffee Tuesday night and keep it at a dull simmer.
9, Ms. O'Meara, all over this, put out fresh flowers. And 10, do a last-minute home improvement project. That 24% of people do that. And that's why right now anybody showing up at my house, I don't have a roof. I'm looking up at the sky right
it's
now.
Beautiful. You love Florida.
I took the whole thing clean off. A little nippy even down here in Florida.
Pretty,
today.
Though. Yeah, the great draft. Yeah.
And now a little something, something. The cops in Pinellas County, Florida.
Hey, where is that?
Google it. Pulled over 50-year-old Ricardo Portillo Gonzalez.
So we're done with
Sunday.
That bit now?
Well, no. I just thought it was my answer du jour.
Okay.
His name, Ricardo Portillo Gonzalez. And on Sunday afternoon, they got several calls about him driving drunk. When they gave him a breathalyzer test, those reports were correct because Ricardo blew a .66.
What?
Oh, my God.
On his first try, then a .64 on his second. Those results are both 8 times the legal limit. For reference, a .40 level is considered potentially fatal.
Yeah.
And Ricardo blew a 6.6. The police report has him listed at 200 pounds. We did the math. And for him to have a 0.66 blood alcohol level, he would need to have put back 33 to 35 drinks in 1 hour.
Damn.
Which Whoa! Is more, which is more than one full bottle of 100 proof hard liquor. Or as we say in Florida, happy hour. There you go. A point
man,
six
that's
six.
Unreal.
Thank God
and
they caught him.
I looked at the mugshot of the guy, and you would think he would have looked worse. You couldn't really tell. That's terrifying.
Man. Wow.
Happy holidays, everybody. We'll take a break.
Gives me something to shoot for.
Be safe out there.
The Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
One way or another.
Oh! The other day, I got a call from my sweet mother about her microwave
mother.
Being on the fritz.
Yeah, it
now,
is.
Back in the day, I knew a guy that I could get one from the trunk of his car. But now, in these modern times, I go to the Mike O'Meara Show website where I clicked on the Holiday Shopping Center banner to shop for the three giants of industry, Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com, to get my sweet dear mother, one of them over there. Now, you P1s should go over to the same place for your mother and get something nice for her for this holiday season. Or you're going to get a lump of coal and your holiday stocking. Capiche?
Yeah. Capiche.
Now, let's get back to the grand poobah of poppers, Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Pully. Thank you, Pully. Right out the door. You go right out there. Yes, Serene Martini. Yeah.
All right. Sheldon Leonard.
Sheldon Leonard. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sheldon Leonard for Sleep Number. Maybe you heard about the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, but thought you couldn't afford one. Hey, can you afford another restless night's sleep? Can you? Can you? Answer me! Good news. There's never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store where it's the ultimate Sleep Number week, and you can save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. You're going to be out shopping. You're going to see a lot of crap. Okay, let's be honest with you. You're going to see stuff that's really not going to benefit you, okay? Think about it for just a second. You might want to take those ridiculous resources you have and pool them into something that would really improve your life dramatically, and that's a Sleep Number bed. I don't know whether the people at Sleep Number want me to lecture our listeners
lecture.
Really, the fact is, if you're going to go out there and buy some macadamia nuts with gold dust on them, why are you doing that when you could just as easily go into a Sleep Number store and get yourself the greatest product that I've ever put in my house, a Sleep Number bed? Thank you. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. Carlos is a 65. We love it. Come in during the ultimate Sleep Number week and save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. And Queen C2 mattresses are now only $8.99. That is a great deal. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you. And please, please, oh, please, 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 tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. He'd really appreciate it because he's a dick. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, November 20th, 2018.
Big football game last night. Did you see the final score of this Monday night game?
I saw posts about it, and I didn't watch it. I'm saving up for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's going to be an amazing football.
This game was like a video game.
It was.
Really?
It was so much fun to
watch. I think the third highest scoring game in NFL history, the highest scoring Monday night game ever, 54-51. The Rams beat the Chiefs. Here's quarterback of the Rams, Jared Goff, after the game.
That was one of, if not the craziest game I've ever played in. You know, they were scoring, we were scoring. You think it's whoever has the ball last, and then we get two turnovers at the end. Happy to be on top, but it could have gone either way, but it was a lot of fun. You know, I don't know if I'd be so happy right now if we're on the other side of it, but being the winner, you know, it was a lot of fun. Going into the bye week now, get to enjoy it, get to sit down, eat a Thanksgiving meal for the first time in a long time and during the season, and, you know, just very happy.
105 total points scored.
Damn.
Crazy.
Spectacular. The NFL alive and well and ramping up for the holiday. We got Dallas and the Skins.
Yes.
On Thanksgiving. Is there anything better than that? And the Giants are playing the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but are they really playing
too
these days? They're really just losing.
Well, you know what?
They did beat the Eagles.
Yeah, they beat. You know what they're saying up in New York right now?
What?
They're doing the Larry Michael thing with New York.
Oh, okay.
Am I the only one?
ESPN has that ESPN Plus, the premium side, that has Peyton Manning. This is how. I don't know if Peyton Manning hates Eli Manning, but if someone asked me to review my brother and how he plays for dollars, I don't know if I could do that. Where Peyton Manning actually reviews his brother's plays while his brother is not playing well.
Oh, that's tough.
Here's the thing about
that's
the Giants.
Tough.
All right, and look, I'm a rube, but you got to hold on to something, right?
Yeah.
And when you read articles out of the New York Post about running the table and what they'd have to do to run the table, it makes me at least look in. It just look in.
It's hopeful.
You got to watch football anyway. It's Thanksgiving, so I am kind of looking forward to the
It'll be fun.
Of football.
What I'm looking forward to is, you know, we all go to my Uncle George's house. We're going to have, I think, 48 this year is the number that we have.
Wow.
And he puts together one of those box pools where a dollar a square, so it makes it even more fun to watch the football game. So we can't wait to do it.
Gambling, it's a Spiewak tradition.
Mike, this makes me so mad. Dancing with the Stars, I know you're a big fan. Do you know who won? And also, why are they up to season 27? It's not Gunsmoke.
Well, because it's the cheapest show in the world to make.
I know, but do you know who won? Who? Disc jockey Bobby Bones.
Alexis and Alan.
This guy.
Bobby and Sharna.
I hate this
Ivana
guy.
And Kia. Milo and
I don't even know who he is.
Country disc jockey.
Yeah.
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
But come on!
Bobby and Sharna.
Jesus Christ. God.
Yeah, you know what? If that had been on CBS,
television,
if that had been on CBS, the CEO would say, we could have sold
that
space.
Is it ever going to die? Will
it
ever die?
It's not going to die. They're running out of quote-unquote celebrities to do
this. That's why a disc jockey in glasses won.
But I would feel the same way if Ryan Seacrest had won, and I'm a fan of Seacrest.
Right.
It's weird to
have. Yeah, but Ryan Seacrest is a nationwide television
but so is Bones.
Bones is a big deal. Bones was on American Idol this year.
Why is he a big deal? Because he is the he is
number one country personality in America.
He's a crossover country disc jockey, is what
he
is.
All right, whatever.
All right, here's something we all can enjoy. Are you familiar with the LDBC?
The LDBC?
It's a growing trend, a viral trend in America.
Are you down with OPP?
You know me. It is LDBC is the Little Drummer Boy Challenge. And this is people get together and form like a team or a league.
What is it again?
The Little Drummer Boy Challenge. And they say, how long can you go starting on Black Friday until Christmas without hearing the song The Little Drummer Boy? And they strategize and they like put up lists of places and movies that have The Little Drummer Boy in it. And so if you hear it, you lose. So this is the song you can't hear. But I got to thinking, really the way to lose is if you play the version of The Little Drummer Boy that was on our Christmas album last year. Do you remember who sang this?
No.
This is Mike McIntosh, or as you call him, Mac. And Mike, are you familiar
with Christmas album.
Are you familiar with the phrase perfect pitch? Because this is what you're about to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mac.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-bum-bum-bum. Our newborn king to see, pa-rum-bum-bum-bum.
I love that kid.
You couldn't fake it.
No.
Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-bum-bum-bum.
And Mike,
wow.
'Tis the season to really reflect on what you're thankful for.
All right.
And I know that a lot of people are thankful for many things involving their family, especially Luke Bryan, who's very thankful for his wife.
What's amazing about us is we date a little in college, and we break up, and then I would be devastated. We'd get back together, break up, then she would be devastated. And then we finally decided we were not going to break up anymore. And then I graduate college, and she has like two more years, and then we break up again. And it was like the dark ages for me and and for both of us. And then we were apart for like 5.5 years, which was kind of a blessing because I went off to Nashville, kind of got all this going. Focus she finished career. College. She went and actually had a career.
I like that old mix.
Thank you. Thank you. And let us close with this. Congratulations to Snoop Dogg, who got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You know, great week for showbiz, Mike. Wayne Newton on the Palm Springs Walk of Fame.
Sure.
Snoop Dogg on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He got up, he thanked himself, is how he did the speech, which I thought was nice. But the person that came out to do the sort of salute and welcome was Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy Kimmel is a class guy, and I like this joke. So let's close with Jimmy at Snoop's induction ceremony.
Getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is one of the highest honors an entertainer can receive. And if there's anyone who deserves Hollywood's highest honor, it's Snoop Doggy Dogg. Congratulations, Snoop.
Love it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Get it? Highest honor?
Yeah, apparently the audience didn't get it.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear on our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs. Had a good one today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The holiday season is upon us. Check out our holiday shopping center at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Where you can find Walmart.com, Target.com, and Macy's.com. There you go, and make your mother happy.
Banner, click the banner.
Yeah, for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Out the door, through the window. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's a bingo!